Welcome to Eagles United Ministries, where we are breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. This is Pastor Jay and Evangelist Hill. We are about to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. If you want to call into our live show, call in at 347-826-9424. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're everywhere. All you got to do is Google My Gospel Soul Radio, and you'll find us. We want to make sure we're always sharing a word that will inspire and encourage your spirit. Now, let's get into the show. All right. Okay. So we're live on Blog Talk Radio. Want to say to God be the glory for the great things that He has done. Amen. He makes His face to shine upon us and be gracious to us and to give us peace. Amen. Glory to God. And I don't know about you. When I woke up this morning, come on, I said, the Lord has done it again. Amen. His grace. It was not by our might, not by an alarm clock or alarm on the, you know, we set them alarms on the phone reader and we think the alarm woke us up. But we know that God woke us up this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And started us on our way.
Yeah.
So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Make sure to start a watch party and everything as we get ready to go into the word. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you again for your grace. We thank you for another opportunity to share the gospel, to just talk and interact with people all around the world. We ask, Father God, that this broadcast be of a sweet smelling savor to you. Even those that are listening on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, however they got a hold of the show, we pray that something is said that will cause someone to say, what must I do to be saved? Or what must I do to be reconciled with God? And we thank you for it right now in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Glory to God. So Rita is new to the show, y'all. Everybody say hey to Rita. Hey, Rita. Hey, Rita.
Hello.
Now, listen. So today, and of course, for a reference, I'm going to be using one of Joyce Meyer's books called Celebration of Simplicity. And the scripture we're going to be coming from today is Galatians 3, 2 through 5. Let me ask you this question. Amen. Did you receive the Holy Spirit as a result of obeying the law or doing its work? Or was it by hearing the message of the gospel and believing it? Was it from observing a law of rituals or from a message of faith? Are you so foolish and so senseless and so silly? Having begun your new life spiritually with the Holy Spirit, are you now reaching perfection by dependence on the flesh? Have you suffered so many things and experienced so much all for nothing, to no purpose? Come on. If it really is to no purpose and in vain, then does He who supplies you with His marvelous Holy Spirit and works powerfully and miraculously among you do so on the grounds of your doing? What the law demands and are because of your believing. So what the word of God is saying is He wants you to recognize grace. Amen.
Amen.
The things that the miracles that God works in our lives is not because of something that we have done or abiding by laws or getting everything right, but it's truly by the favor of God on your life. Amen.
Amen.
When you receive Jesus Christ into your life, praise God, it is benefits that come with that package. Amen.
Amen.
You know, on the job, reader, we got to work 3 months. Come on. You got to work 3 months before the benefit plan kick in.
Yeah.
Amen. But when you receive Jesus Christ, amen, you now have access right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to. Some of us, what do they call it on the job? A probationary period.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody want to talk about that? Can you feel anything in your spirit about what I just said? Amen. No? So when we talk about that probationary period in the world, that's how we know the difference between when something is God and when something is man. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
And that's what it was talking about, the law, and do you so foolishly believe that you can work to deserve grace?
Mm-hmm.
Do you so foolishly believe that it's earned? It's not earned.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
The different things that God has done for us in our life, let's talk about redemption. Amen?
Amen.
Do you know all the things that you have done? Do you really honestly think that you are worthy of redemption? Come on.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and he set the path, amen,
amen,
the pathway to redemption. He was the ultimate sacrifice because it's only through his blood, amen,
amen,
that we can be redeemed. Ain't that powerful?
Yeah.
So there's nothing you can do, first of all, to repay that. There's nothing you can do to say that I meet the standard and all, you know, because we do have a lot of super spiritual people and folk that's on a high level and a new level and all this that believe that they have arrived. Come on. But you too, come on, amen, have to realize that you wouldn't be where you are if not for the grace of God.
Amen.
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 And God wants all of the glory. All of it. Amen. I'm going to be quiet. Anybody want to say anything? Hallelujah. If not for the grace of God. Hallelujah.
It's not our. It's just Jesus doing it all.
It's just him doing it all. And once we understand that and understand that all the glory belongs to him. And let me tell you something about grace. When you realize, praise God, that grace is working in your life, then you can begin to understand why he said he will not, amen, let anybody take his glory. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. And if I were you, I wouldn't want anybody to take his glory because I wouldn't want to lose grace. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. And I don't want to live taking for granted the grace of God. And what I mean by that is, some of us know that it's by his grace.
Because
we say phrases like the man upstairs, he knows my heart, he knows this, that. And we will wear grace out. We will wear grace out. Amen. So what we want to do, praise God, as we grow in fellowship with God is begin to appreciate what he has done for us. Because if it had not been for Jesus Christ dying on the cross, amen,
amen,
we would not have the right to the tree of life. We would not have the right to miracles and blessings.
Right.
If he had not made that ultimate sacrifice.
Right.
What does that mean to you, the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on the cross for you, Sister Rita? Come on. Hey, listening? I'm listening.
The sacrifice that God has made, well, he sent his son to die on a cross for my sins. It is the everlasting blood that give us grace.
Amen.
When you was talking about grace, I think it's just what we have to realize is that we're saved by grace.
Mm-hmm.
He said our righteousness are still as filthy rags, so it's nothing that we can do that can even save us. No matter, I know a lot of people think that, oh, I do this in the church. I sing in the choir. I clean up the church. I do this for the homeless. I do this. But he said your righteousness still is as filthy rags.
My God.
So it's nothing that we can do that can suffice. It's only, he said, we're saved by grace. We're saved by his sacrifice.
Come
that
on.
He died on the cross for us on his, to give us a chance, to give us an opportunity to make it back to the Father. So, when we speak about grace, I think a lot of people misinterpret what grace is. A lot of times we feel, though, oh, I have time because grace. I always tell people, don't let your grace run out on you.
Oh, my God. Because she will.
Because grace will run out on you. A lot of times we feel like, oh, I have time. I have time to do this. I have time to do that. I'm young. I'm like, okay, you don't know how much grace God has given you. He's like, okay, so don't let a lot of times we ride the wings of grace and try to live our life according to our own will because we think, oh, God, he'll have mercy on me. I say don't take grace for granted.
Mm.
And oftentimes we take grace for granted because we still like to walk in our own ways. We take his sacrificial sacrifice for granted, thinking, mm-hmm. okay, Jesus died on the cross for me, he'll forgive me. He's like, no, when are you going to take the chance to do whatever he's called you to do mm-hmm. without riding his grace?
Come
and
on.
Thinking, oh, I have time to get it right. I have time to live. I have time to, you know, to do my own thing. Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, your expiration date is here.
Okay.
And it's too late. It's too late. So I just thank God for the grace that he has given us. Every morning that we wake up is grace.
Man.
And every morning that we get up, or another day, another opportunity to even speak to somebody about God is grace.
Amen.
So I'm grateful for God's grace in my life.
Amen. You know, as you were talking, one of the things that I've noticed as the church has gotten away from talking about when grace run out. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
They have gotten away from talking about, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? You know, and you know, like I said, we're in crusade right now. We're in crusade. In April, we're having Heal the Land Crusades. It's going to be off of Cullen. We are going to be outside, and we're going to be putting the praises in the atmosphere, praise God, and we're going to be preaching the gospel. Now, I want you to understand what the crusade is. The crusade is testimony upon testimony upon testimony, word upon word. We're not out there to sugarcoat. We're not out there, praise God, to talk about rainbows and flowers and stuff like that.
Hmm.
We're out there to say, let you know that the wages of sin is death, but
yes.
the gift of God is eternal life.
Yes.
We don't compromise when it comes to crusade because it says to compel men and women to come to Christ. Amen. So I don't want you to get in a place in your life where you become complacent in your walk with God. Because like Sister Rita said, we get to a place where we just wear grace out. Great, you know, I know God gonna forgive me. I know God. But when are you gonna make a stand in your life to say, for God I live and for God I die. I'm gonna live this thing the right way as much as I know how. You understand what I'm saying? Because just like she said, Our greatest effort is still not enough.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? When we stand before him, he's going to open up the book mm-hmm. and he's going to say, okay, let me look at this thing. Amen.
Amen.
But first, he got to recognize you. Amen. Mm-hmm. We don't want to get to a place. He said, many will stand there and say, Lord, didn't I cast out demons in your name? Didn't I do this in your name? Didn't I do that in your name? He's going to say, depart from me. I know you not. And that is evidence of how we allow for grace. And we listen to these preachers saying it don't take all that. We listen to and then we allow that spirit to overtake us and pull us back into a place of darkness. I'm going to live this and then I'm going to co-sign Jesus on it.
Mm-hmm.
No, he left we have a manual to live by. Amen.
Amen.
I hear people say, once saved, always saved. If that was true, then why would it talk about hell? Why would it talk about the wages of sin is death,
yes,
but the
ahead.
Gift of God is eternal life? Why would the word of God have all in the book of Galatians, the things that will separate you from the kingdom of God? No, you'll never be separated from his love. Amen.
Amen.
But it is things that will disqualify you from going to heaven. And guess what? You're going to stand before him one day, amen, and he's going to say, amen, he's going to say one or two things, well done, thy good and faithful servant,
mm-hmm.
or he's going to say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I know you not.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand, when you know the gospel, you know the word, you are accountable for what you know. And it's a lot of people say, I'm not going to church. I don't want to hear it. But guess what? You know it. So you are accountable. And you have to make a decision right now in your life that I'm going to live this thing the way I'm supposed to live it. Amen?
Amen. God gave his life for us, so we need to do right.
We need to do right. Amen.
Do right.
And that's just the bottom line. You know, I came from a generation where it wasn't popular to be saved. It wasn't popular for you to be walking around talking about Jesus. But now we live in a day and time
mm-hmm.
where people are proudly owning their salvation. Amen?
Amen.
You have no excuse anymore to not walk upright and live a holy and righteous life. You have no excuse. He said before Jesus returned, praise God, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He said, in other words, everybody going to know about it. Yeah. Everybody. And you know what? Facebook, TV, he's everywhere. His message is everywhere. And we are going to be held accountable for rejecting him. See, somebody, I haven't rejected him. I just haven't received him. You listen. Come on. Come on. Amen. If I apply for college, come on, and they send me a letter saying that we're not going to admit you just because they didn't write the word "we rejected you" in there, come on, it's still the same thing. That's rejection. Mm-hmm. You know, some people, well, ain't my business. Well, I'm just not going to say nothing. No. Let me tell you something. Not saying something is just like saying something. Well, I'm not, you know, no, listen to yourself. I had a teacher named Miss Prophet. She said, excuses are monuments of nothingness. They build bridges to nowhere. Those who choose to use these words of incompetence are masters of nothingness. And this is truly a place, praise God, where you have to get to in your life, amen, where you make your own decisions. I promise y'all I'll put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I don't understand what's happening, but it's nothing but the devil. Let me help y'all with something, praise God. You need to stand up in your own life. Mm-hmm. Do what the word of God says. Work out your own soul salvation. Come on, amen.
Amen.
You need to make a decision for you. You need to make a decision for you. Sister Rita, what you want to say on it?
Working out your own soul salvation. The Bible tells us to work out our own soul salvations with fear and trembling. So some things that God has dealt with you about concerning your own soul salvation, something that may be convicting to you may not be a conviction for the next person.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell people, for me personally, there are some places I cannot go. There are some things that I cannot look at. There are some people that I cannot hang with because of the convictions that right. that I may have, the issues that I may have. I just can't deal with this person, or I can't talk to this person, or I can't go to that place, because we all have our strengths and weaknesses, and whatever it is that you are that you have a problem with, you can't. If you have a problem with smoking or some different types of drugs or whatever the case, you can't hang with people that does those types
of
things.
Come on.
If you have a problem with looking at something you shouldn't look at, you can't hang with those people that do so, does those types of things. You say, the Bible says, little leavens the whole lump.
Yes, it
so
does.
So that little small little thing that you think, oh, I can go talk to them, but you're trying to get deliverance from a situation, you can't keep running back to the same situation. Mm. And when we think about it, we have to figure out, okay, I have to work out my own soul salvation with fear and trembling. So whatever it is that I have to do for me, you know, I can't judge my salvation on yours. My problem, not your problem.
That's right.
So
that's it.
That thing I may have a weakness in, that may be your strength. Mm-hmm. So you might can put yourself in a situation that I can't put myself in, because I may fall. He said, even when we try to do good, evil is
always
present. So even when I want to do good and I put myself in a situation where I'm like, okay, look, I'm either overcome or I'm going to fall into the temptation.
Oh, come on.
So there's some things that we have to do our own conviction. We have to know those things that we're capable of being able to resist. The Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee. So if you run from those situations, all at the same time dealing with it, because at the same time you have to ask God for deliverance. You have to ask God to, Lord, deliver me from this situation. Lord, save me, because a lot of times you have to get to the point where you're strong enough to face it.
That's right.
But until you're able to be strong, you're going to be going in cycles.
Yes.
That's yes. another thing I was thinking about, breaking the cycle. Because if you not, if you have to work, while we're working out our own salvation, we have to break the cycle. Because
exactly.
if not, we'll be just going in circles, going up. I always say a bunch of nowhere. You just going in circles. But we, like I said, it still goes back to working out your own soul salvation. Mm-hmm. So you have to ask God, okay, God, whatever sin me. That's not like you take it out
take
of me.
Take it out.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes,
and,
Lord.
And I think that's a thing that we all have to face.
Yeah.
Because we all have things that's in us. You know, to truth of the matter is we all have some things that's in us that's not like God.
That's not like God. Come on.
And, you know, so we working towards and striving towards perfection. Because I always tell people, what do we need the Holy Spirit for? If we perfect,
if
we already there,
come on.
If we don't need
it, if we have arrived,
yeah. he guiding us and he molding us. The Holy Spirit give us direction and give us a comforter when we need it. And so if we was already there, we don't need the Holy Spirit.
Come on,
right.
The one that keeps us,
the keeper.
He's the
Hallelujah.
Keeper.
Hallelujah.
I'm a witness for that. He's the keeper.
Glory to God.
So I just always, you know. It's a very thin line when we have to, you know, when we're working out our soul salvation and we trying to, you can't live a double life. You have to say, God, what's severing me, God, take it out of me. And so.
And another thing, you know, like she was saying, you have to, and what I heard was take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And God has had me here for a while. Take responsibility.
Yes.
You know, and the reason I'm sharing that with you, because I'm hoping that this year, while people, and y'all heard me on my video earlier today, you know, take responsibility. Allow God. You got 2020 vision? Well, look in the mirror with that 2020 vision
yes.
and let God show you the things in your life that you need to get right while we're trying to deal with everybody else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something on a daily basis. And my husband will tell you, I deal with my stuff. And I listen, I'm going to tell you something. He said, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. You got to be truthful about where you are.
Yes.
A lot of people say, well, David was a sinner and God loved him. Oh, what you did was make that story, you took that story and applied it to your stuff.
Hmm.
And see, come on, amen. You need to understand that David knew how to repent, and David understood to come to God with all of his imperfections. He said, Lord, I got a problem here, but you are the one that can redeem me. Man cannot forgive me. You, only you, the forgiveness that I need, only you can give me. And he submitted to the authority of God in his life. Now, we have to understand that Jesus Christ is the door to that door to God. So unless we repent, confess, and receive Jesus Christ, come on, amen, we can't even get to God.
Amen. Yes.
We can't get to God. Amen. Some of us, oh, the man upstairs, God know my heart. But you don't have his son. You got to have his son. His son, listen, when his son left, let me tell you, because Rita done hit some things. When his son left, his son ascended, he said, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but watch it, he said, but I'm going to leave a comforter.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to leave a comforter that's gonna keep you while I'm gone. You receive this comforter is going to give you your discernment.
Mm-hmm.
It said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit have come upon you. Amen?
Amen.
Your power is in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Come on, amen.
Yes.
Now, you cannot be held, kept, and confident. Come on, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have the Holy Spirit. That's just the truth. Now, why do I need the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is that communion with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Y'all going to catch this
amen.
Thing in a minute. Now, how do you not have, I got the Holy Spirit, but you have no relationship with Jesus Christ? Come on, somebody confused.
Confused, yes. Come on.
You confused. You can't have one without the other. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. While I'm preparing this place for you, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, the Holy Spirit. I'm going to send him, and he's going to comfort you, and he's going to keep you. He's going to walk you through, navigate you. Come on. Then Jesus Christ, now watch this. When Jesus Christ died, he said, okay, now apply the blood.
Hmm.
You, that's why you apply the blood to your doorpost. You apply it to your children. You apply it to your, but how do you get to Jesus if you ain't dealing with the Holy Spirit? Am I helping somebody?
Yes.
Amen. How you going to do it? Come on. The Holy Spirit lets you know, slow down. Don't go through there.
Go ahead.
Don't deal with them.
Go ahead.
Don't go here. You're rejecting your help when you don't receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're rejecting your help.
Amen.
You're rejecting your discernment. You're rejecting your wisdom. You're rejecting your healing, your grace. Come on. We saw my grace. You can't get it unless you have Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. That was wonderful. Hallelujah. Because it's the truth. You're rejecting your help. Oh, Lord, this life, oh, help me. We know how to, oh, help me, Jesus. He said you wouldn't have to ask me to help you if you just receive my spirit.
Amen.
That's what we're trying to get you to today. You think we offering you something that is just so heavy. Wait a minute, we offering you help. We offering you assistance. Come on, amen. He say we in this world but not of this world. Well, how do we navigate through this world till he takes us home? We need the comforter.
Yes.
We need the navigator. Come on.
Yes.
We need the good shepherd. We need the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just going to set a fire up in, but listen. What we're trying to minister to you today is not just about grace. It's like I said in my video earlier. You want somebody to tell you how to get a car. You want somebody to tell you how to get a house. You want somebody to tell you that your breakthrough is coming. But what about your soul? What about, listen, because if I can get, what do you say, if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, but you teach him how to fish, come on, amen,
go ahead,
hallelujah.
Amen.
So I don't, listen, I can tell you how to get to a breakthrough, hallelujah, glory to God, and all that. But why don't I just tell you how to get to the comforter? Why don't I just, come on, offer you Jesus. My pastor say it all the time, just give him Jesus.
Amen.
Come on. I'm doing you a disservice if I tell you go down the street, run around the store seven times, let a car pass you by and then back up. You'll know that your breakthrough is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Or you in church and I lay hands, you fall out on the floor and get back up. You're in the same condition you in. No, I want you to get saved.
Right.
I want you to receive salvation, receive Jesus Christ, receive the Redeemer. We did a, I preached, I think it was the Sunday before last, and we were preaching about the man that was lowered in from the roof.
Yes.
And the sermon was, you need some people around you that will rip
the roof off
the place.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
And they lowered him down, praise God. When they lowered him down, amen.
Amen.
And their faith, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus turned around and said, I see your faith. Come on. He said, and because of your faith, I'm going to forgive your sins.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, I'm going to heal you. He said, I'm going to forgive your sins. He did that first. Why? Because that's what's most important.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Because if you can receive salvation, then you're going to learn to pray for yourself.
Amen.
You're going to learn how to hold on to your chains, son.
Yes.
You're going to learn how to wait just a little while longer. You're going to learn that all things that come to your life ain't of God. I'm going to wait for the promise of God. He said, press. You're going to learn how to press toward the more for the prize of the high calling, which is in Jesus Christ.
You're
going to learn how to hold on just a little while longer.
Go ahead.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I'm just saying. Come on.
And if you're feeling some type of way right now, hey, that means you need to get right.
Come on, amen.
Get right. That's what it is.
Humble yourself. Ain't nothing wrong with humbling yourself. Come on, hallelujah. But if you go out there and somebody tell you, I need for you to go do this, and I'm going to give you this two-story house. Me and my husband had this conversation all the time. Somebody offered you $1 million for something simple. What is they doing on Facebook? Would you slap your sister for $2 million? Somebody said, I'll slap her head all around in a 360 for $3 million. She's going to take this hit for $3 billion. But I'm trying to tell you how to get to freedom, how to get your soul saved, mm-hmm. how to get your children covered in the blood, how to get divine protection, how to break generational curses,
yes.
how to keep them from repeating what you repeat. Come
yes.
on. I'm trying to help you get a gift. Lord have mercy,
go
Jesus.
Ahead.
And you ain't got to slap nobody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a gift indeed.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Yes.
We'll go out there and we'll compromise our ethics and everything for the almighty dollar. But I'm telling you about favor. I'm telling you how to get unmerited favor.
Yeah,
I'm telling
cool.
you how to, you can lay your burdens down.
Mm-hmm.
Come on and leave
mm-hmm.
them now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Yeah. Freedom. Wow. I didn't put my glasses up in my fro. Listen, we want you to be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
We want you to experience God like never before. We want you to understand that this grace that we're talking about today, praise God, you can't earn it. You can receive it.
Amen.
You can't earn it. Amen.
Amen.
And a lot of us have been living off of our mother's grace,
mm-hmm.
our father's grace. Come on.
Yes.
We have been, oh, my mama prayed for me. When you going to pray for yourself?
Yes.
Oh, my grandma prayed for me. I was out there in them streets. And I was doing this. They prayed for me. And then you call them every time. When you going to pray for yourself? When you going to pick up your own cross
mm-hmm.
and follow him? When you going to pray for you? Lord have mercy,
go
Jesus.
Ahead.
Go ahead. You want to say something? I always put this real. You want to say something? Come tell you. It'd be good to me. Go ahead. I'm listening. All right. Amen. You're listening to My Gospel Soul. You're watching My Gospel Soul. Really, Eagles United Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen. We have Sister Rita and Evangelist Hill on the broadcast today. Amen. Blog Talk Radio. If you want to go back and listen to the podcast, you can, because we are recording it right now. We want you to know, praise God, if you are looking for a church home, you can come on out to Eagles United Ministries. We're here every Sunday at 11 a.m., preaching the gospel, hugging and loving on you, whatever
yes.
you need, you know, and believing God, amen, to keep you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
At 5301 Polk Street, Houston, Texas, 77023. Now, the building is building 14. It has big Ready Spaces sign on it, okay? So just follow the signs, blue Ready Space signs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in talking about grace, let's see what George Meyer said today. Amen.
Amen.
It says, there is nothing more powerful than the grace of God. Everything in the Bible, salvation, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, fellowship with God, and all victory in our daily lives is based upon it. Amen.
Amen.
It's based upon grace. Like I said, favor, unmerited favor.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you can't earn it. Amen.
Amen.
But all of that is based on grace. Without grace, we are nothing. We have nothing, can do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If it were not for the grace of God, we would all be miserable and hopeless. Come on.
Amen.
Somebody want to say something about that? That was good. Amen. Without
Amen.
The grace.
Amen.
You remember how you were? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Say the Bible tells us his grace is sufficient.
Come on.
Us. So that means it is plenty for us. Although we were speaking on one end, stating that the grace, don't let grace run out on you.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I was saying earlier that don't take grace for granted.
Mm.
The word of God tells us his grace is sufficient for us. And the Bible also tells us a righteous man falleth 7 times, but he get up. And that's where the grace come in at. Because even though we in this walk with Christ, we're striving. There's times where we may make mistakes. We may fall from the grace of God. God may say, hey, I need you to do this. I need you to do this. But we procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
We take our time to do it. But his grace, he allow his grace. His grace give us the opportunity to, okay, he's like, okay, you have grace today. You didn't do what I told you today. He going to grant you another day for the next day. Then He's like, I'll give you another chance to obey me.
Amen.
So his grace is not, he give us grace to follow his voice. Sometimes, you know, we fall from his grace. We make mistakes in this walk with Christ, trying to walk. A lot of people feel like it's a straight line where we're trying to be perfect in this straight line, but we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to understand, and sometimes we don't understand everything all at once. It's a growing process, and I just thank God even in the process. I always get the voice of saying trust the process,
because
a lot of times we in our process, and it's only God's grace that keeps us in the process.
Amen.
Because he's like, he want us to do good. He's like, it's not his will that none of us perish. He's like, so he want us to do good. He's rooting for us. He want us to be in this race. He want us to make it to the finish line. He want us to endure this race until the end. But the enemy also is in there trying to shoot us down. You know, whatever it is, all the obstacles he's throwing our way on a journey. But in that, he said, my grace is sufficient. There's times where I fail, or I feel like I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. Even now, you know, I'm gonna be transparent about it. You don't always feel like you're doing reaching the peak that you're supposed to be on. And God said, my grace is sufficient. Come on, get up. Get back in the race. I've seen people fail. I'm like, he said, when you see folks, you see people that fail, he said, restore such a one.
Come
that's
on.
Where grace comes in.
Glory to God.
He tells us, don't judge somebody unless ye be judged.
Yes.
So it's like, restore that person. It's restore them in their weakness. And that's where grace comes in. That we don't, you know, somebody fail, get up. And that's for somebody today. Get up.
Get up.
Get back in the race.
Yes, Lord.
You know, it's not the end of the world.
Come on. It's
you
not,
fail, you right. made a mistake.
Come on.
You knew you did wrong.
Come
That's
on.
Right. Get up.
Get up.
You know, a lot of times the enemy want us to be in the scum of the earth, like we the scum of the earth because we failed.
My
he
want
to make us feel like we the scum of the earth because we made a mistake.
Hmm.
We fell back into that cycle. We fell back into that trend that we knew. Nobody have to tell you when you see. You already
no, you
know.
Know it. You know it.
So, you know, so it's just like, you know, that's where his grace come in at. He said, as long as you come to me with a repentant heart, Jesus Christ was the advocate for us.
Come on. Yeah.
You know, that give us the chance of opportunity, that give us grace to be able to go to the Father and say, Father, forgive me.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell people, admit to your struggle.
Yeah.
It's okay. Admit to your struggle.
That's true.
Because God wants us to be honest with him.
He already knows
what we're facing. But at the same time, you have to be honest with God.
My God.
That's right.
He wants you to come to him just like a child and a natural child and their father. You know, you need something. You gotta Daddy, could I?
Yeah.
Not that your parent don't know you already need it. But we want to understand you. You want to come humble and asking God, I've sinned against you. God, I have a struggle with this. I have an issue. You have to know, and that's another thing what we was talking about, working out your soul salvation. You have to know what you have a struggle with. You have to know what it is that you have a problem with.
Come on.
I always suffer. If you don't never admit your problem, if you never know what your problem is, you can't get help.
You can't.
That's right. You can't.
So I just, you know, when it goes back to grace and working out your, it all works in itself.
It all ties.
It just all ties back to the same thing,
Jesus Christ.
I always tell, you know, we have to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. We also got to know that God's grace is sufficient. It's plenty unto us. He give us chance after chance. You may have fallen the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven times. I thank God of a second chance. No, I say I thank God of another chance because we have ruined all the second chances. I just thank God for being a God of another chance that give us another opportunity, that give us another chance to get right with him.
Come on.
You know, so every day we fall, we know, okay, look, I didn't do my best today.
Yeah.
But he said, thank God for another day.
Mm-hmm.
Another day to get it right. Another chance, another opportunity to get right with God.
Ain't it a blessing?
Amen. Amen.
And right back to what we were saying. Another day. That's grace.
Mm-hmm.
A new beginning. That's grace. He woke you up. Come on. And you know you weren't living all the way right the day before.
Right.
Come on. Even in our dreams sometimes, our dreams don't line up. Come on. Amen.
Amen.
And he wake us up. And we always say, give that first fruit to God.
Amen.
First thing you do in the morning, go ahead and tell him thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and say, Lord, this day belongs to you.
Yes.
Father God, I give this day back to you. Because see, sometimes, let me tell you something. Before you can get to the job,
mm-hmm.
it's about four or five things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And like she said, you know, you have to work it out. Now, I do want to talk about something she said. There's some things that's in our spirit. Praise God. Amen. God gave this to me to share with you that we don't know is there until the pressures of life
mm-hmm.
hit us. And it'll bubble to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll say, wait a minute. I didn't, you know, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
But my mother say this, you know, in the word of God, whatever is in you will come out. Amen.
Right, amen.
But this is the thing. It's what you do with it. It's the same thing when you
mm-hmm.
fall. Amen. You get up. But it how do you get up? And what do you take with you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you bring from that fall? You need to be delivered. See, and a lot of churches don't talk about deliverance anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be delivered. Not delivered like that little man going all around Facebook and everything. I'm delivered. No, 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 no. I'm talking about truly allowing God
yes.
to get that out of your life and out of your spirit. Amen?
Amen.
You know you got a lying spirit,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You got to get that. God has to work that
mm-hmm.
out of your life. He said, whom the Son has made free
yes.
is free indeed.
Yes.
It's some things that got to be worked out of you. You have to, listen, if you practice lying for a long time, guess what? You're going to have to practice not lying. Some folk, listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. I had a problem with saying no. Just everything somebody asked me, yes, yes, yes. And guess what? So I had to start practicing how to say no. God was dealing with me with wisdom. I was in the book of Proverbs. He started dealing with me with wisdom. So he said, okay, you got to practice saying no. Because anything anybody asked me, I just felt like under the unction of the Holy Ghost, I needed to be doing it. And ended up in a world of trouble. And so God said, okay, for a season, you're going to say no.
Mm.
And it was opportunities that came, and I wanted to, you know, but I had to say no. And said, at this time, I can't do it. You get what I'm saying? Mm. And some of them, I had to outright just say no. No, I'm not going to do it. You know, but I just like, you get what I'm saying? It's when you're going through deliverance, it's because I know sometimes you're saying, well, how do I get free? How do I get rid of this bad behavior? Because we do read in the Word of God where it tells you to turn.
Mm-hmm.
You have to turn. So when you turn, that means you have to change something. You have to start putting some things in place and in order. Amen?
Amen.
You have to go ahead and say, if you are a liar, start telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the butterfly's going to come up in your stomach. You're going to want to tell a lot of this person to keep to, like some of I didn't want to hurt you, so I just sent ahead. You hear that?
Mm-mm.
No, you're going to have to be, come on, tell the truth. Amen. And
Amen.
It's going to be hard at first because you're trying to get delivered from a spirit, something that has attached itself to you.
Amen.
That's deliverance. And over time, that spirit going to be mad because it can't dwell there no more. And you have put truth, what we talked about this morning, the full armor of God.
Yes.
Which it say your loins girded up with truth, the helmet of salvation,
yes.
the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
go
the
ahead.
Word of God. When you want, if you want to be fully covered, you gotta have that whole armor on.
Yes.
Literally, amen.
Amen.
You gotta be covered from head to toe, and you gotta be ready because the enemy is not. He don't want to loose his hold. They laugh at me when I say that, but he don't. He don't want to lose his hold. He don't want to give up his comfortable place. He don't want to give, because guess what? We got some comfortable places
mm-hmm.
in our stuff.
Right.
And we don't want to give it up because it's been working for us, so we think. But what it has been doing
mm-hmm.
is digging you deeper and deeper
mm-hmm.
into a dark place,
yep.
into a pit.
Yep.
And the enemy just sit there and give you a couple of dollars on your journey. Guess what? You know, he will. He will give you little trinkets and everything to stay over in darkness.
Right.
Come on. I'm just let's be honest.
Amen.
Not every sin that we were committing was uncomfortable.
Right.
Come on.
Amen.
You didn't stay in something for 25 years because it was uncomfortable. No, it did. you, praise God, amen, were dealing with stuff that you enjoy doing. And you have to be bold enough mm-hmm. to say, I'm going to come against my flesh. Mm-hmm. Come on, because you didn't let your flesh reign mm-hmm. for a long time.
Yes.
I'm going to come against it. I'm going to fight against it. I'm going to fast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we
amen.
Go. Fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you be in front of the TV from day from sun up to sundown. Don't get
mm-hmm.
nothing done. You binging. You don't, you're not in your word. You're not doing nothing. Guess what? Fast.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Cut the TV off. Some people think it's fasting from food.
Mm-hmm.
You fast. You can fast from things, and you can fast from people. You can fast
mm-hmm.
from. Come on, amen.
Amen.
It's time, praise God. It's time to get free,
amen.
And you gotta allow the Sister Rita was saying, humble yourself. Listen, y'all know me. I'm going to throw out there. 2020 vision should be you being able to see yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you look in that spiritual mirror, you should be able to see yourself.
Yeah.
If you know you're a liar, a backbiter, see, people don't like for me to say that or whatever because, oh, that's harsh. No, that's the truth.
Amen.
You're lying, backbiting. You're storing stuff in
mm-hmm.
churches. You're keeping stuff going in your households. Throw the rock high at your hand. You're
mm-hmm.
doing little different stuff and sowing seeds of discord,
yeah.
and God is not pleased.
Please,
you got to get
mm-hmm.
that out your spirit.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. It's crusade time, y'all. Well, I'm in crusade, babe. I'm telling you. We don't play when it's crusade time. We get to what is the issue. If you're dealing with fornication, you dealing with sleeping around.
Mm-hmm.
You dealing, come on.
And
you know that you're a child of God. People don't want to hear this conversation. If you know that spirit is on you, you got to launch a counterattack
yes.
against it. Ask God, say, Lord, come back into my life.
Yes.
Lord, break every soul tie.
Mm-hmm.
The other people scared to talk about this, but I'm not.
Go ahead.
Break every soul tie. Lord, I want to be free from this.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, clean up my house. Clean up my vessel. Clean
yes.
up my mind. Lord, whatever it is that makes me insecure or make me think
mm-hmm.
that I have to get this gratification through my flesh, Lord, take it out and deal with who I am. Come on.
Amen.
Show me who I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know who's listening that needs to hear this, praise God. But God didn't make our bodies to be just give it here, give it. No, you know what you're doing? You're picking up soul ties
right,
everywhere
yeah.
you go. And then
amen.
It makes it harder for you to get rid of that spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you know, I don't cut no corners.
Amen.
Let's be real. Alcoholism and drugs, you're trying to, what they call it, self-medicate. You're trying to get you because you don't want to deal with something. Well, stop drinking and let's deal with it. If you got to cry it out, if you got to deal with, you got to call people and tell them what's happened. Let's go through the process. Let's get free. Amen?
Amen.
So that you can live this life in the abundance that God meant for us to live it in.
Amen.
I bet you say it's crusade week.
Amen.
Pastor Jay ain't playing, boo. It's crusade week. Amen?
Amen.
Your land needs to be healed.
Amen.
But your land can't be healed until you deal with your own front yard. Your own front yard, backyard, and closet. So however you got it. Under the rug. You know, we talk about this, people sweeping stuff under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
Till you deal with this stuff. Till you deal with your stuff. You can't get free.
Mm-hmm. And they want to blame everything on everybody else.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So you got to clean yourself first. You say clean around your own front door.
Listen,
before
yeah.
you go clean around somebody else's.
Yeah, I remember
that
song. Sweep around your own front door. That's right.
Yeah, I always tell people, and even I had to realize it myself, deal with your problem before your problem deals with you.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
My God.
Say deal with your problem before your problem deals with you.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's good.
And if you ever realize, I always tell you have to first, in order for, that's what they tell you in Alcoholics Anonymous classes, they're like, hey, my name is such and such. I have such and such
yeah.
problem.
Yeah.
You have to first admit that you have a problem in order to get help. A lot of times I see that's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we don't want to admit that we have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, in order to get help, you have to first, it's a step process. You have to first admit I have a problem.
Yeah, right. Come on.
And if you never realize, everybody else can see your problem, but if you never realize that you have a problem, you can't get help.
That's right.
And so I was telling somebody, I said, first, take out the time to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
Take out the time, and that's when we go in cycles, because we never take out the time to deal with ourselves.
Yeah.
God was putting in my spirit, because I had to realize I took some time off. I said, I got to deal with my problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to run from it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, you need to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because if not, it's going to eventually deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we like to tuck our pain under the rug. We like to tuck our issues under the rug, thinking if I put it deep, deep, deep down somewhere, I don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the truth of the matter. The Bible tells us to be diligent, be sober-minded. You cannot be sober. I know a lot of times we try to be under another influence. I was telling somebody, as long as you're under another influence, you can't deal with it. He said, be sober-minded. Deal with your problem. And another, being under the influence, it keeps you away from being with reality.
There it is. Come on.
Dealing with reality. A lot of times, and I tell you, you have to stay high. You have to stay under the influence of another substance to not have. So as soon as you come down, you're going to do. I said, you know what? Some people we see on the streets that are alcoholics or drugs or whatever, they just didn't wake up one day and be like, oh, I want to be an alcoholic, or I want to be, nobody just wake up and think, oh, I want to be a failure in life. I want to be, no, it's though they had some life issues that was thrown their way that they didn't know how to deal with.
Mm. Come on.
They didn't deal with the problem. Eventually the problem dealt with them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we have to ask God, work in me. Heal me, because like I said, I had to realize, even though I wasn't under the influence of drinking or smoking, I was under the influence keeping myself busy. I was thinking I was sober minded, but spiritually, that's a whole nother subject of being sober minded. I wasn't sober minded because I'll keep myself busy, not to deal with my problem. So I had to stop. I said, and then God was putting, he said, I don't care how ugly you have to get with it. Sometimes our problems are messy.
Come
our
on, they
problems
are
ugly. It's not something that we just want. It's not a pretty sight.
Come on.
But at the same time, he said, you got to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to face this.
My God.
You have to face your pain. You have to face your broken heart.
Man.
You have to face these things that's in you.
Yeah.
He said, because only the pure in heart shall be able to see me.
Yes.
So if
come
my
on.
Heart is filled up with all of this
Go
stuff.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
If my heart is filled up, he said, I'm not able to see God. Just the same.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Welcome to Soaring Like.